Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
These are just exciting to see these because we prayed for years and we prophesied for years and we're seeing the fulfillment of so many things so quickly. But remember, it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. As a matter of fact, Congressman Wolf is warning us here, warning us specifically about that we are in World War III as we speak. As a matter of fact, watch this warning.
Several experts on religious freedom met in Washington to discuss how global religious persecution affects the United States. Former Congressman Frank Wolf says this is a national security issue for the United States, and Congress has got to wake up and take action.
The administration and the Congress has to deal with it, or else some very bad things are going to happen in the world.
Wolf says he agrees with the Pope that we are in World War III.
We are in World War III, and so the Congress should be dealing with this. Forget the administration, holding extensive hearings, bringing people in, bringing the best political minds in, the best military minds in, and dealing with this.
He also says there is an undeniable connection between the string of terror attacks around the world.
There is a connection between Boko Haram. He pledged it to ISIS. There is a connection to Al-Shabaab in Somalia. There is a connection with what's taking place in Libya. I mean, we saw what took place in France. We saw what took place in San Bernardino.
Panelist Tina Ramirez started a group called Hardwired Global, which educates leaders on religious freedom and encourages them to fight to change laws in their countries that oppress people of minority religions.
You see for the first time in Iraq's history this movement for religious freedom beginning to emerge. What we saw since we've been training leaders throughout Iraq is that they are actually being inspired. They actually have developed a greater appreciation for people of different faiths and for the freedom of people of other faiths to practice their religion however they want.
Although it feels like a helpless situation, the panelists are encouraged by the fact that they are making a difference in the lives of the people they are reaching. Reporting from the Family Research Council in Washington, Abigail Robertson, CBN News.
This is so important because you're seeing these things. I mean, World War II went on before we got involved in it.
Oh, yeah.
This World War III is, they're working really hard to stir this whole globe up. And because of technology, because the economy's tied together, thanks to Woodrow Wilson and League of Nations and United Nations. But understand this, it's going to take all that to plow up the hearts of men, the hard hearts and the stiff necks that people begin to cry out to God. And God's going to respond every single time. When difficult times happen, you see a great harvest of souls that take place. And the reports are over 1 billion souls are going to be won to the Lord in this great move of God. Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministry speaks about it in a vision that he had gotten from the Lord. He talks about, be prepared for 1,000, imagine this, 1,000 people a day coming to join your church to say, I want to be discipled. I want to know about Jesus. Teach me what you know. I'm at 1,000 a day. I'm in the first week. It's like, whoa, this is great. The second week, that's another 1,000. The next week, that's another 1,000. Then you start realizing, I should have been listening to God and be prepared for the greatest harvest the earth has ever seen. Now, we've been preparing for it at the VFN Dream Center as an apostolic hub. You can go to Emmaus Road and be trained up for what's about to happen. You go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can see the address on your screen. You see Hello Church. You kind of hover over that. You'll see Emmaus Road Discipleship. It's time to get discipled because God's going to need you in his army, a spiritual army, to be able to train up all those that are they're going to be coming and hungry for him. They're going to be trained and they're going to be launched. We're going to see great things take place. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.